Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, welcome to the Somewhat Normal Podcast. Mercedes and JC here, somewhat serious, somewhat funny, somewhat normal. I don't even know what our tagline is. Do we have an official tagline?
I think you just gave us an official tagline right there. That's it. We're going to make shirts that say that.
No, every time, that's what we are. It's somewhat unrehearsed. Well, it's actually totally unrehearsed, but welcome. We love doing this secondary podcast. If you don't listen to us on Mix 94.1 in Las Vegas, that's kind of what we do on our show. And this is just like a little bit extra or something new for those of you who aren't familiar with us.
Yeah, it's a little bonus show and it's getting some traction too. So thank you for downloading, subscribe, tell your friends. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we're talking today about something that I think every person can relate to. And it's heartbreak. It's breakups. And have we all experienced just a really bad breakup or something that just ripped your heart out when the relationship ended? There was some studies that came out just talking about breakups and who takes them harder, men or women. If you had to guess who takes a breakup harder, who would you guess?
I'm going to say it's guys.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay. I'm curious as to why you say that. Why did you take a breakup really bad? Or
I've had prior to my wife, there's three serious girlfriends that I had, and they were all different levels of breakups with them. And I remember one, though, this girl I dated here in Las Vegas, and we dated for about a year, and the relationship just fizzled out. It just kind of ended and we broke up, and I was fine. I was golden. I was single again, working in radio. My career was taking off. I was so happy. I was blissful. But then we got back together and we dated for like, I think, 3 months after that, and she broke it off at that point. And I was heartbroken for like a year.
What happened in that 3 months, though? Like, why was it okay the first time but not the second time?
I think, I don't know if I fell back in love with her. I realized I missed the relationship. And she had moved out of town. She moved to L.A. And I think she just missed home and kind of missed Vegas. And that's how we ended up getting back together and did long distance. But I look back on that, and the first time she broke up, things were fine. But that second time, it took me a while to get over her. It really did.
Just according to these researchers, they said that men, they do have a harder time dealing with breakups because they don't know how to let emotions out, or most times they don't have a support network after the fact, like most women do. And as some guys think too, that women have a much better chance of guys kind of waiting in line for a chance to date her than guys do.
Yeah,
there's not always a line there for you guys. But it's interesting. I was like you, though. I've only had one other serious relationship before my husband. I had boyfriends, but nothing that was serious. And the heartbreak on mine was real, man. It was so bad that looking back, I think maybe I was a little psycho afterwards.
In what ways? Trying to win him back or get revenge on the guy?
No, on trying to get him back and just not being able to let go. I remember I broke into his house with a Blockbuster video card.
The door was locked and you popped
and
it open?
I popped it open. I stuck my Blockbuster card in there, popped it open. So I thought, this will be so great. He's going to come home from work and I'm going to be sitting there waiting for him. And he's going to be like, oh, I love you too. And it's going to be fantastic. And he opened the door and I'm sitting there and he's like, what the hell are you doing here? He didn't say hell, though. He used another word. And I was like, I know that you're not ready to let this go. And I'm not either. And I'm going to fight for it. And he's like, get the F out of my house. Like, you are crazy. And I couldn't understand. Like, I couldn't figure out why he wasn't happy that I was there. And then I found out he was dating other girls. So then I was like, I tried to find out who they were. And I tried to, you know, see if I could find them in weird way. I was psycho. I was a certified psycho.
You look back though and you cringe at this and you say you're psycho.
I'm so embarrassed because now, like, I look at that relationship, I'm like, oh, what was I pining over him for?
That's the thing though, because you look, I'm the same way. I look back, I'm like, dude, why didn't you just move on past it?
Yeah.
But in the time when it's surrounding you and that is your life, you think you're doing the right thing. And the expression, you know, all these things happen for a reason and it made you the person you are. And these decisions led you to Matt and your happiness now. But still, you look back and you're like, man, a Blockbuster card to get in there. But what if it went that way? What if we would have came in?
Yeah.
Oh, you're here. I was hoping you'd be here. And then you guys make passionate love all over the apartment.
It would have been like, that's what I envisioned. It was going to be like one of those romantic comedies where it's like, you know, she's sneaking in and is this going to work? And then it does and all is well. But no, it was complete opposite. But here's the funny thing. Just speaking of whether men or women can get over breakups easier. So I was devastated, but I did get over it eventually. I was okay. About a year later, he reached out to me and was like, I think I made a big mistake. And I had just started dating my husband. I had just moved to Las Vegas. He's like, I think I made a mistake and I really want to try this again. And I was like, no, thanks. Like, I've already got something else going on. But he found out I was in town visiting my mom. This was in Denver. And he called the house. My mom answers. And he asks for me. She knows exactly who it is. And she's like, she hates you. I hate you. Never call here again. And she hung up the phone on him. I felt such redemption. I'm like, yeah, see, the breakup was harder on him than it was on me.
And we all need, maybe your mom should start a service. That'd be great. Anytime an ex calls, just have Mrs. Martinez jump on the line and deliver the message and they'll get the message and not call back.
Oh yeah. The way she said, I was right there. And I knew when I saw her face, she goes, she hates you. I hate you. Never call here again. And it was, that was it. Never heard from him again.
But in his twisted mind, he's thinking you're going to be like, you know what? Oh my gosh. Yes. Let me leave this guy Matt and be with you.
So the bottom line is we all have trouble getting over breakups and we all turn into psychos after the fact. So there you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.